I dictation for Lisa Gena. L-I-S-A-G-E-N-N-A. The date of service is 7/28/2022. Dictation is for follow-up visit. Date of birth is 6/25/69. And date of accident is 1/11/2022. The patient has been a victim of the automobile accident where she was T-boned on a rear passenger side. And she was a resident driver. The accident initially caused her symptoms of headaches with TBI, which involved dizziness, loss of balance, loss of concentration, forgetfulness, nightmares, fearful of the imminent nausea and vomiting, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and radiation to the left leg posteriorly, and some pain in the left hip, left shoulder. That was in the beginning on 2/9/2022 when patient was seen. Now the patient is here and she reports that she has ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back all across and varies from 6 to 9. The pain in the left shoulder and left hip is now less. She is able to walk reasonably well. There are no radiation of pain to the upper extremity or lower extremity. No muscle weakness or loss of grip is reported. ADLs are still affected to the tune of 7 overall, and 30% improvement has been reported. The ADLs patient reports are general activity, mood, the work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life that are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient report that she is suffering from no headaches at all, but she has some dizziness and vertigo that she experienced, and she went to the ER for dizziness and was checked out. Nothing abnormal was found out. She also reports her difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor grades at work, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, and loss of memory, and chronic fatigue. And denies any vision disturbance, double vision, confusion, disorientation, or loss of balance. The patient has been referred to a neuropsych evaluation, and a neurologist referral has been provided to the patient. In the pain and numbness, patient complains of pain in the left knee, left hip, left shoulder with moderate difficulty walking. There is a pain across the neck, across the mid-back, upper back, and across the lower back, along with the stiffness of the neck and the lower back and shoulder of the left side. There is a decreased range of motion of the left shoulder. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. And respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report, there are no changes in the pain level. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma currently. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 122/89, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 6/30/2022. The dictation number is 0701-058. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is as follows. The patient is provided following medications, which are Celebrex 200 mg twice a day for help with the anti-inflammatory, Xenoflex or Tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lyrica 50 mg for neuropathic pain, Wellbutrin 150 mg daily for depression, and Voltaren gel 3% for topical pain relief. Lidocaine patch for topical pain relief is provided. The patient is given a referral for neuropsych, and she has chosen not to go. A brain injury diagnostic was ordered for eighth nerve diagnostic. The patient has not done that also. is also referred to neurology. Currently, we'll continue our physical therapy as that is all she wants to do at 3 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program. She has been advised to continue chiropractic acupuncture treatment. She remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation. She's advised to look into the CESI and LESI as her prospective treatment along with sacroiliac joint injection and shoulder injection. The MRIs were reviewed in great detail and all the options were discussed, including surgical options. Thank you.